You know, we have a lot of detours that come in our lives. We have plans. The reading from the book of Acts was a good example about Paul. If you look at a map and where Paul was in Antioch, it seemed logical to go where he wanted to go. You know, in those days, you walked. If you were lucky, you may have had a horse or a donkey, but you did an awful lot of walking. And so he had a plan to take the good news and the gospel to that part of the world, but it says the Holy Spirit blocked them from going there. So he made an alternate choice, and the Spirit wouldn't allow them to go there, and he ended up in Troas. Now, my guess is if Paul had a desire to go share the good news, he was pretty determined. He was a pretty determined fellow. And yet he had to listen to the moving of the Holy Spirit. And I wonder, as he got to Troas there on the coast of Asia, if he was wondering in his own mind, why in the world has the Lord put me here? This just seems to be the wrong direction. And that night, in a dream, he saw a man from Macedonia begging him to come and share the good news with him. So he crossed over the ocean to the straits to go into an area where God would bless his ministry in a marvelous way. One of the great letters we have from Philippi comes from that journey. The church at Philippi was built and strengthened because God had a detour for St. Paul. And Paul was able to make that a part of his destiny. Yeah, the same thing was true for Jesus and the disciples. Because of where it fits into scriptures and the gospels, we don't immediately see it. But Jesus had set aside the apostles and sent them out into the world to do ministry. And they went out and they preached the good news. They anointed people with oil. People were healed. Lives were changed. Lives were transformed. And they came back to Jesus all excited about what they had been doing in his name and in the name of God. But they couldn't really enjoy their time together because people were constantly pushing in on them. And Jesus did what he so often did, is he went away. He intended to go away to a deserted place, just he and the apostles, and reflect on what had happened, and to draw energy and to strengthen themselves from all of this intensive ministry. And yet, there was a detour. The people anticipated where they might go. Jesus' practice was pretty well observed by those who followed him, and they figured he wanted to go to a deserted place, so the people rushed and they got there before him. And although he intended a time of retreat, a time of resting and restoration, he took pity on the people. And we have this feeding of the 5,000 people who were ministered to because Jesus and the disciples were detoured but took it as a part of their destiny. I tell you one thing I can tell you about driving in Ireland and Scotland and England. Not only is it on the other side of the road, but the roads are incredibly narrow. It's pretty intense to drive down those roads. Some of those roads in rural areas where I was going to visit monastic sites were not much wider than most of our driveways. And it was two-lane traffic. And believe me, when you met a bus or a truck, you were scared. I had a stick shift, and I stalled it a number of times because the bus was over on my side, and that wasn't enough. And I was driving a little car. You know you're close to the edge of the road when you hear the grass hitting that side of your car. But there are no shoulders over there on most of the roads. It's road and about 6 inches of shoulder and then a brick wall or a hedge. But they don't have to do a lot of hedge trimming because the cars do it for them. I noticed driving through there that the hedges were trimmed about the height of the tallest bus or truck. And, you know, they grew up nice and straight like this and then out straight. That's the way the driving was. As a matter of fact, Calvin gave me some books and sermons and things like that to listen to. I couldn't listen to anything like that. It was too intense. A lot of times I had to cut the music off to concentrate. And on those little tiny roads, some of them, honestly, no bigger than this aisle. I actually took some pictures because I figured people would not believe me how narrow those roads were. And they'd have 80 kilometers an hour. That's about 72 miles an hour. And boy, they win it too. And if you slowed down, you got honked at. But the thing that really troubled me driving around those three countries was roundabouts. You know, they don't have a lot of intersections like we do. They have a circle, a roundabout. And you go around that circle. And, you know, that seems easy enough. So you're going down the road and you see the sign you need and you say, great. And then you get to the circle and that sign's not there. Some little town between where you are and where you want to go is there, and you're just supposed to know that and pick which road off of that circle you're supposed to go down. Well, suffice it to say, I took a lot of detours while I was driving in Ireland and Scotland and England. But usually, and sometimes I really did get upset at myself. I figured, you know, in the third week, I figured, come on, dummy. You ought to be able to figure this out by now. And I'd still make those kinds of crazy mistakes. Got to go through Sherwood Forest near Nottingham because of one of those detours. And, you know, I really hadn't driven through a true forest yet. Not to mention thinking of my childhood of watching movies of Robin Hood. And I think there was a regular show when I was a kid of Robin Hood and his merry band. And so one of the blessings was turning the frustration of being on the wrong road into enjoying where I was and seeing if God had anything to offer me. Life is full of detours. We make our plans the best we can. We try to map out a course, but either out of our ignorance or inability to read the signs, as I so often did, or because God wants us to go in another direction, we have to find a way to adapt to those detours in life. Life does not always go according to our plans, because there are mistakes, because there are tragedies, but many times because God wants to open us up to something new. If we have the eyes to see or the ears to hear or the minds to understand. Jesus understood that. He wanted a special time apart with his disciples. It didn't work out that way. But look at the thousands of people who were blessed because of a detour. Paul had his idea of how he could systematically take the gospel to Asia, and he eventually did. But God had a detour for him. And God built up a powerful church in Macedonia because of that detour. You know, instead of getting angry at ourselves or the situations when roadblocks and detours come our way, maybe we ought to stop and pray and say, Lord, is this something that is supposed to be a part of my destiny? When I finished touring Canterbury, which was a marvelous experience in the old city, and about two-thirds of the old city is still surrounded by the ancient walls that people went through for centuries back to 400 A.D. I could just imagine pilgrims walking down those cobblestones and wonder how many Christian pilgrims had touched those stones as I did. But there's practical things in life. You have to do laundry. And I asked, well, where is a laundromat? I went to the information place, and it would happen to be that the woman that waited on me says, well, we're not too far from the laundry where I do my laundry, and I'll draw you a map. Well, unfortunately, there were some turnabouts. Now, the strange thing was I felt awkward going around. I knew I didn't come out where the map said I should come out on the main road. And out of frustration, I just made a left-hand turn and saw some parking spaces vacant and pulled in there and just stopped. And I was so busy being angry with myself for not following the map. And so I sat there a few moments, frustrated, turned around, went back, ended up going around the entire old town and coming back to where? That very spot. I was 50 feet away from the laundromat. But instead of stopping and realize that God might have guided me there in the first place, knew how helpless I was. But you see, I didn't stop and take the time to ask Him. I didn't stop and take the time to pray and calm down and get your map out and find out where you are before you take off again. And I had to go in a complete traffic-ridden circle around the town and numerous roundabouts and ended up in the same place. I said, gee, that looks familiar. And the first thing I said is, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you the first time you brought me here. How many times have the roadblocks and detours in your life not led you on to something wonderful? Because you didn't stop and ask, does this lead to something that's supposed to be a part of my destiny? Try to remember that next time you hit a roadblock or a detour, that maybe God's got something in it for you, like He did for Jesus and the apostles that day. They didn't get to go forward with their plan. Or Paul didn't get to follow the plan he wanted, but God took them to something even better. Detours can be a part of our destiny if we listen to our God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, sometimes we're just so busy getting where we think we need to go that we don't stop and ask you where you want us to go and be. Help us to seek your will and your presence, even when we come up against roadblocks and detours. Maybe your hand is in that everyday experience and will lead to a blessing if we will allow you to lead. Bless us as we seek to find you, even in the roadblocks and detours of life. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.